Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. God is stirring up his people to realize that he has no affiliation with any political party in these United States. Let me make it clear. God is neither a Democrat nor Republican nor an independent. He is Almighty God. His kingdom rules over all. However, he has revealed some concerns about certain political agendas that will prove destructive to our land. Be not deceived. God will not be mocked in this, his covenant nation of America. The Lord gave me some specifics. I think I'm going to go there right now. Because what he said about what was going on with the Democratic Socialists was kind of serious. He says, first of all, they're trying to take from the rich, tax the rich to give to the poor. And the Lord, it came through my spirit so loud, he says, his law says, thou shalt not covet. Meaning you can't take from somebody else, want what they've done, and be in favor with God. That is a commandment that cannot be broken. If you're coveting for something someone else has, whether it's their money, their positions, to take from them so that you can enjoy them, God is not in that. And if you are doing that as a Christian, you will not get anything from God.
Here is this week's message.
Jesus Christ said, occupy until I come, meaning do business the way my father said, do business until I come. That's what God is expecting from us. So what he said here again, he says, now you've sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe ye, but you're not warm. And he that earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. Well, we sow little and receive little because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom and God will take care of all our needs. Because God is neither a Democrat, a Republican, or any of these political parties. That's not who God is. He's the God over all. Okay, we got to get this straight. And so many people are falling behind leaders. This is a blind leaders leading the blind. Everybody's going to fall in the ditch because they can't see what God wants to show his people in order for the land to be free. You may remember the Lord had given me a word a time back that said his people have become codependents and co-conspirators with the kingdom of darkness. How? He said, we went along with everything that was offered on a silver platter. Just went along with everything, trying to be politically correct when actually you were not going along with the kingdom. And you caused a curse to come upon everything that we're doing now. So we're having to work backwards and step forward now to do the things of God in this season. Now he said, you can't use politicians to change what's going on because now we have a bigger fight. Because we have been working with the kingdom of darkness, that has led in Islam and communism. They call it democratic socialism, but that's not what it is. It's really, truly communism. In fact, the Lord talked to me about this back in 2022. And I got pulled the prophecy because I was amazed. He had been talking to me about communism taking over America for a while. But this was a word he gave me. He said he called us for praying for the nations. This is back in May of 2022 to prevent a communist takeover of America. And he started this prayer in the wee earlies of the morning. And it was a heavy prayer that went on for a while. Then he revealed China, Russia, and Iran conspiring to destroy America. Okay. They want to take away our liberties and make us slaves of their state. And it said that this is not God's plan for the nation. And he said at that time, we had a president in office who had what he called a ministry of truth, which is interesting because what the Lord said, we were being indoctrinated just like Hitler had indoctrinated people before he went after the Jews. The same thing was happening to go after Jews and Christians in this land. He called this ministry of truth a lie and deception. He said it was about silencing the people into dictatorship and communism. In the last 4 years, that's what we were under the previous administration. That was dictatorship. People were being shut down. They were shutting people off the internet. They were telling people you couldn't speak. They were threatening people. That's what happens in communism. And people they tried to make it political, but it was strictly communism. It had nothing to do with democratic or a republic. It had to do everything with communism. And he says a take to over attempt. He had us praying for it. International people were praying for it. He even identified the people who were behind it. And the Lord said that the angels of the Lord were brought into the scene when we prayed that day, that evening, that time frame. And their job was to thwart communism from coming in. Now, the Lord gave me some specifics. I think I'm going to go there right now. Because what he said about what was going on with the Democratic Socialists was kind of serious. He says, first of all, they're trying to take from the rich, tax the rich to give to the poor. And the Lord, it came through my spirit so loud. He says, His law says, thou shalt not covet, meaning you can't take from somebody else, want what they've done, and be in favor with God. That is a commandment that cannot be broken. If you're coveting for something someone else has, whether it's their money, their positions, to take from them so that you can enjoy it, God is not in that. And if you are doing that as a Christian, you will not get anything from God if you're covetous. Okay, so that's a big thing. He also said in his word that if we don't work, you don't eat. So if you don't have a job, you can't steal from somebody else. That's theft. But the word is clear. Stop being a busybody. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing. Get in your own position where God wants you and eat your own bread. And that's what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 10 through 12. Now, people looking for free stuff. Really? And the Lord said, what it really is you have a heart to try to get over on someone who's worked hard for their money. There are people in here who are lazy and they're thieves. And that's what this thing is promoting. Take from someone. You don't have to work for it. You can take. And it makes you really question, why are people going to college? Why are you getting these degrees? It's almost going to make it to the point where people won't want to earn anything, because if you can get it from someone else, why would you work? But he said, this is wrong. He says that the DSA is teaching people to become losers and haters of what God loves. And he took me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. It says, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all brethren, which are all in Macedonia, but we can say in America, but we beseech ye, brethren, that ye increase more and more, that you study to be quiet, do your own business, to work with your own hands as you've been commanded, that you will walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. Meaning, if we're working and we're working hard, we love, we give of our free will, not to be stolen from and taken from, but we give because God gave. We give of a heart of gratitude. And those who are thinking you're going to get something free, there is nothing free. People say it's free, but when you look at the world and what has happened, we had to fight for the freedoms we have in this country. People shed their blood. I have family who were in the military who gave their all for the military. We have people here who were slaves who gave their blood for the laws to change, and that things the people went through lynching. A lot of things happened so that we could be where we are and enjoy the freedoms we have today. So nothing is free. So if someone is offering you a free meal, you better find out, how are they hooking you? If somebody's offering you a free place to live, there's something up with it. There's something that's happening, because that makes you a slave of the state. And the Lord said that's exactly what they want. You'd be a slave, which means if they decide to shut you off, they shut you off. If they decide you're not going to eat anymore, you're not going to eat anymore. That's what they do. And talk to some of these people who live in these states, in these countries that are dealing with it. They'll tell you they are literally slaves. They can protest, do all they want, but it doesn't change anything because the government is in charge. And in fact, thank you, Holy Ghost. One of the most serious things I heard from people that I know that live in a socialist communist state was they determined that after a certain age, you can't get medical help. If you get injured as an elderly person, they figure they only have so much money they can put it on the ones who are useful. If you're old, you're going to have to deal with it. Broken hip, deal with it. Something goes wrong seriously, deal with it. Why? They don't want to waste money on you because you're old. Okay. And that's serious. And had people were saying they were concerned about friends and their families because that's what they were saying. So you got to understand, these people, there's nothing free. Yeah, you may have free government, but they're going to tell you who's it for and who's off, and they can shut it off anytime they want. So just know that's what it is. They want to take us back to times that God is saying Jesus came to rid those times and give us freedom. They want rebellion against authority and against and create anarchy. Oh, my goodness. The Bible is very clear. Now, go to Romans. I'm going to read this one because some of you may not want to hear it, but here it is. Romans 13:1 says, everyone has to be subject to the authorities, to the ruling authorities, okay, because there's no authority, but it comes from God. And I'll continue reading. And whosoever resists the power, meaning the authority over your land, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive for themselves damnation. Okay, so these people who are telling you to resist the government as it exists, they're taking you to damnation. That's what it says here. It says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of that power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise in the of the same, for he is a minister of God for thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. So it's saying here, we got to really respect those in authority. And anybody who's telling you otherwise, they want anarchy and it's against God's law. And he said, the enemy came in because we put our trust in men. We put our trust everywhere but in God. And because of it, we've been suffering. And those of you who have lack, it's because of that. It's because you decided you're going to follow after man and not follow God. And God is saying it's time to come back to him. It's time to repent. Now, before I go on, I want to go do a couple of things. He had me pull some prophecies he's been giving me since that was when I talked to you about the communists was 2022. He also gave me one in 2023, in which he talked about specific leaders from the Democratic Party who were responsible for making deals with our enemies. Now, there's many that did it on both sides, Republican, Democrat, and otherwise. They decided that they wanted to tear down our nation from inside, and this is how they did it. And in fact, he had told me years ago that we were sold to the highest bidder. So that bidder is trying to take over and take over what he paid for. So in a vision, the Lord showed me a death of two presidents. And he said that the deaths were coming for one reason. He said it was for a failure to deliver America to the enemy. Okay. So what God is telling us, the plot against us was real. But there are two presidents, the Lord said, that were in agreement with the enemy. They had I saw their deaths. I saw the coffins. He said it's for failure to deliver the America to the enemy. He said because their plans boomeranged upon the agents of Satan. And the Lord called this a conspiracy against the Lamb that he said America shall be saved. So that was one of the things he said. He also said the judgment would be executed, some by death, by assassination, repayment for murder and mayhem. He that lives by the sword shall by the same sword die, tit for tat. He said his justice will reign. He's calling people to repent. He says death is at your door. Know where you can hide. It's over. He says international shame and reproach will be their legacy. He says, I am Almighty God. I shall not be mocked in my covenant land. I will prove to the world that I am the true and living God. There's none besides me nor above me. I am both creator and destroyer. I will have my way in this land. I will have my way in this earth.
It all belongs to me.
Beloved, this is a serious message. God took me to the book of Haggai chapter 1 and said that we should consider our ways. He said that his people have abandoned his house for the political houses of the land. The White House, the Senate, the House, government houses are given priority over the house of God. This is why so many of his people are suffering. We've turned away from God to follow after politicians. He's saying it's time to repent and get back on the work the Lord gave us to do in Jesus' precious name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and this YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can also find details at our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Our next Apostolic Prayer Force meeting is this coming Monday, August 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See our website, www.epicvisionarypartners.org, for registration details. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.